Episode 5, Making Moves. Peace. For this exploration, I want to stray from what we have done in the past. I want to take you outside and literally explore. To be mindful, you don't have to be still. Your eyes don't have to be closed. Meditation just means you are aware of your inner and outer self. So put on some kicks and let's go outside to a place where you can stretch your legs. Move around, you know. If you need to, just hit pause and I'll wait for you. Are you ready? Let's do this. I want you to start walking a little slower than normal. Try to keep yourself in a straight line. As you walk, focus on your breath. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Feel your chest rise up and fall. Flow in, flow out. Keep breathing. Before Wu-Tang was Wu-Tang, I walk all over Staten Island. I mean, I walked the Park Hill Projects, to Stapleton, to New Brighton. I took the long route too, up Tarji Street, down Van Duzer, and then up the big hill on Seabrook Avenue. Those walks in Shaolin built wisdom in me, and they revealed to me what I wanted to do, and what I could do, and most importantly, what I should do. How to take on an obstacle or avoid a trap. How to build Wu-Tang, how to launch a label, how to create music, not only for the children of my generation, but even the children of future generations. I want you to find wisdom in your walk. Slowly, let your focus drift to your legs. Be mindful of every step, lifting each foot up, moving your leg forward, placing it down again. Feel every part of every step. As you do, look around you. Slowly take in the sights. Are they new? Or have you been looking at these things your whole life? Look closer. If there's something there you never realized? And let your mind become more focused. Think about the goal that lies ahead. Analyze it. Then start to form a plan. Continue this. Think about the obstacles and the opportunities on your path to that goal. Now assess them. Turn these ideas over in your mind as many times as you like, again and again and again, multiplying, adding, subtracting, divide them. Don't stop walking until you feel settled. It could take hours, and that's cool. The great Indian monk who helped found the Shaolin, he walked from India to China. That's a lot of miles. When I was stuck trying to figure out my screenplay for my movie, I walked through the streets of Pittsburgh. It was this still heritage of that city that gave me the inspiration to think about making my character have iron fists, stronger still. When your mind feels clear, turn around and head back. Take the same path. This time, look at your conclusions from a different perspective. What is the flip side of each obstacle, each opportunity? Pressure tests your plan. When we change our surroundings, we open up new perspectives and higher levels of thought. That's why I take walks to this very day. What can you use from this walk to move forward in your life? Maybe it's a tangible plan. Maybe it's just the awareness you've created. My walks led me to the Wu-Tang and remain a vital part of my creative process. Where will your walks take you? We're approaching the end of our exploration. And as you press stop on this, just remember that you can return whenever you want and the RZA will be here waiting to explore with you. peace. Bonk, bonk.